Welcome to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio, WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturer and Business Association. With the holidays, this is certainly a special time of the year for everyone. It's also a very busy time of the year as well. Many area employers and employees are making decisions regarding their health insurance renewals for the coming year. Employees and retirees that are 65 and older are wrapping up their Medicare annual enrollment period. Today, we will be updating our listeners on how employees turning 65 and older can enroll in Medicare even if they are still working, and how we are assisting area employers, our members, and their employees with exploring this as an option. It is my pleasure to welcome Mike Fiaschetti, president of MediPlan Connect, and one of our partners here at the MBA to today's program to help us understand how this is possible, how it works, and how in most instances, how it benefits both the employee and the employer and what's involved in exploring this as an option. Mike, thank you for joining us, and please tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with Medicare.
Well, John, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the partnership and my compliments to the MBA for recognizing the need and addressing this need with this program. Again, as you mentioned, my name is Mike Fiaschetti. I'm the president of MediPlan Connect. I've had over 30 years in health insurance. I was a founder and CEO of a Medicare Advantage health plan, so I have deep knowledge of how Medicare works and the inner workings of a Medicare health insurance plan. Prior to that, I was also president of health markets for Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, where I spent many, many years. And prior to that, I was president of a small HMO plan. So I have significant knowledge of the workings of health insurance and particularly in the Medicare space.
Gotcha. Well, again, we're very pleased that we've had the opportunity to partner with you, the good work you've done on behalf of our members and their employees. So let's go ahead and get into sharing with our listeners a little bit more about this. This is an option for their consideration. Mike, has Medicare always been available for employees turning 65 and older, even if they are still working, or has this something that has changed over the years?
No, John, actually it has been available. People are eligible for Medicare when they turn 65, irrespective of whether they're on Social Security or not, irrespective of whether they're working or not. They've always been eligible for Medicare at age 65. A lot of folks don't know that they can go on Medicare if they are working and come off of their group health insurance if it makes sense and if it's the right play. Now, there are some complexities to that, of course. If an employer has more than 20 employees, they are not allowed to provide any incentives to employees to go on to Medicare. However, they are allowed and, in fact, encouraged to educate employees about Medicare, and then employees can make their own choice to go on to Medicare if they want to do that and come off the group plan.
I see. So it's really a matter of education, making the information available to the employee, so that they can then make a good decision.
That's exactly right, John. And that is, I think, the hallmark of this program we have with the MBA. First and foremost, we work with employers either the business owner or the HR leader, and we provide education seminars to their employees who are approaching Medicare age. Usually we target people, 60 and older, and we will go in, we do lunch and learns, we do whatever the culture allows, we'll go in and do these education sessions. And it's amazing how much a little bit of knowledge will help people make informed decisions about whether they want to go on to Medicare or stay on the group plan.
Gotcha. And with what we're all experiencing with COVID today, probably leveraging whether it's Microsoft Teams or Zooms or conference calls or those sorts of things as well, I can imagine.
That's absolutely right, John. We've done a lot of Zoom and Teams and whatever other technology is there type of meetings. And we recently did a Zoom meeting with one employer where there were about 48 employees that logged into that Zoom meeting. We did it in the evening, and we got a lot of great feedback about what they learned. And I think, something you said earlier is really key. In many cases, when we educate an employee, they may decide that it's better for them to go into Medicare oftentimes in that situation, they win because they get better coverage at a lower cost. The employer wins because they get, they save money from not having that person on the group plan, and they have an employee relations hit because that person's actually happier with their coverage. So I hate to use this cliche, but it's really a win-win. And, sure. As you well know, there's no cost to the employer or the employee.
Sure. Well, with that being the case, Mike, what are some reasons that you have found as to why an employer or the employee may not have been aware of this or considered this as an option in the past?
Well, John, you probably know better than I that employers are crushed with so many different things related to human resources, and the amount of time and resource that's available is very limited. Their days are packed. So the last thing they have time for is to learn Medicare rules, which are often very confusing, and frankly, there's a volume of these rules. So one of the big barriers is lack of knowledge. So sure. What we do is a turnkey solution. We come in, we bring the knowledge in, we support the HR people, we give them all the materials they need to work with, to hand out, and we take over. If someone needs a private consultation, we do that with that employee. So I think it's really a matter of resource and time and knowledge. It's really tough. You know, there are some other barriers too, but I would say for the most part, it is time and resource.
Okay. So speaking of time, obviously we're coming up on the end of 2020 as it is. If a company or if an employee is listening to this and either they are 65 or they're turning 65 this coming year, when should, let's say an employer hasn't considered this before or made this, wasn't aware of this to make it available to their employees for their consideration, can those discussions take place in January, February, March? Are they typically during the, do they take place throughout the year? Or are they more normally toward the latter part of the calendar year? Is there any difference in that?
John, that's a great question. We get that question a lot. So a person turning 65 can enroll in Medicare anytime during the year that they turn 65. If they turn 65 in January, February, March, April, et cetera, they can enroll anytime. They have 3 months before the month of their birthday to enroll, and the Medicare coverage will always be effective the first of the month of their birthday. So, for example, if their birthday is May 15th and they enroll in March, their Medicare will be effective May 1st. So they can enroll throughout the year. They can come off employer group coverage anytime throughout the year once they are 65 and enrolled in Medicare and go on to a Medicare plan. If they want to switch plans, if they're already on Medicare, they have to wait till the annual enrollment period, which is October 15th through December 7th. That's the period you were referencing in the fall.
Okay. So if someone's already 65 and they're on their employer's health insurance, do they have to wait until the fall as well, or is it predicated on their birthday?
No, it's first of all, if they're already 65 and they decide they want to look at Medicare, the first thing they have to do if they want to go on to a Medicare policy is get Medicare Part A and B from the Social Security Administration. That process takes about 6 to 8 weeks. So we always tell people back up 3 months, either from when you're going to retire or when you think you want to come off your group plan. They can do that anytime during the year. They're allowed to do that under the Medicare regulations. So again, in my example, let's say someone is working and their employer group coverage goes up significantly. And frankly, employers are wrestling with this, because as you know, the cost of healthcare is going up significantly every year. Sure. So let's say their coverage goes up and they want to look at Medicare and it's April. They can come off their group policy, go on to Medicare, and go on to a Medicare health insurance program when their Part A and B is effective, particularly their Part B. Some people get Part A when they turn 65 because Part A doesn't cost anything, but don't get their Part B till they decide to come off the group plan.
Okay. Okay. So as you had shared earlier, Mike, we do some group presentations to educate groups Then after that, is it typically a one-on-one, or are you meeting with the employee and their spouse? How does that kind of play out?
So, John, another good question. And if you could indulge me for a minute, I'll go through the MBA program that we've Please. Developed. And I know you're familiar with this, but the first step is we meet with the HR team and or the business owners, depending on the size of the business. And we go through the program and we ask them to set up times for education sessions. Sometimes it's a lunch and learn. Sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes it's in the evening. It just depends. And sometimes it's live and sometimes it's on Zoom. Okay.
Sure.
So the second step is then to do the education session. The third step is we get calls from individuals at the employer, from the employees, and we will meet with them at the employer's location, at their home, at a neutral location, at the MBA offices. And we'll meet with them and go through their personal situation. And we always say all Medicare is individual. So, you know, it depends on their what their health situation is, what medications they take, what doctors they see, et cetera. We do a custom review for each individual employee that comes to us, and we find the right plan for them. We also first determine whether they should come off the group plan or not, if that makes sense to do. So step one is meet with the HR team. Step two is education session. Step three is meet individually with people who want to look at Medicare. And then step four, if they decide to do so, is to enroll them in a plan. It is an absolute turnkey program, and there's no cost to the employer. So it's really a no-lose for the employers. And it's, like I said, it's a win-win because they can get an employee relations bang out of this. And oftentimes, everybody involved saves money.
And to your point, no cost to the employee either, correct?
No, no cost to the employee.
Yep. Very good. Very good. How about Mike? And I know you guys, we have already been assisting many of our members and their employees with making these decisions. How does the process play out when the employee comes up for their renewal? So fast forward to 2021, is it during the summer that we're getting a hold of the employee? Is it during the fall? Do we keep the employer in the loop? How does that process work when it comes to next year's decision-making process?
So if they decide to go on to Medicare, they can switch plans each year during the fall between October 15th and December 7th during the annual enrollment period. So what we do is we reach out to them, typically via letter, sometimes via phone call, depends on the situation with the individual, and we will review their coverage. And if they do absolutely nothing, it automatically renews. That's a federal regulation. But if they want to change, if they have some issue, maybe it's their drug plan or something like that, or a doctor's not in the network, then we'll switch them out. So that's one scenario that we go through. The other scenario is when people come up for renewal in their group plan and find out that maybe the deductible went up or their group, their employee contributions went up. And that's happening every day because employers are struggling with the cost of health insurance. It's a huge number. So at that point, a lot of times the employee will call us. Again, we can do that anytime during the year if they're coming off of group coverage. But as far as the one other question you asked in all of that was, how do we communicate with the employer? If we go into an employer, and we have several employers now, a number of employers, in fact, that are MBA members, where we have signed up their employee and we will send them an accounting. We'll tell them who signed up, what date they signed up for, and then if they want us to do any savings calculations, we just need a little information, but we can do that for them.
Gotcha.
And once we give them that report.
Okay, very good. Well, just as you know, the MBA's primary function when it comes to our members is to help them make good business decisions, by extension, this is the same purpose to helping our members' employees make good financial decisions on their part. So having good coverage making sure that they're being protected and taken care of accordingly. So all good stuff. All good stuff.
No question.
Mike, in closing, anything in particular that you'd like to share with us before we wrap things up here today?
Well, yeah, again, I'd just like to repeat that I think this program through the MBA is an outstanding program. It's virtually a no-lose because We will come in and do a turnkey program with the HR people. So very little time and effort is needed by HR. We know the rules. We know the regulations. We also will support HR. If they call us, if they have a question, if someone comes to them and says, hey, I'm turning 65, what do I need to do? They can call us and we'll take that call. We will handle that issue for them. We also give them materials that they can hand out so that as people are turning 65 and or retiring, they can just call us and we will handle that for them. And that's a huge win from an employee relations perspective. So I just want to point that out too, that we really are a resource for MBA member companies when it comes to Medicare health coverage issues.
Great stuff. Well, if any of our listeners has any questions or certainly would like to get a hold of Mike directly, you can call us here at the MBA at 814-833-3200 or visit us on our website and we'll be happy to connect you. And Mike, thank you so much for sharing your insight on such an important issue. Thank you for being such a great partner. And in particular, you know, the critical role that we play in trying to assist our employers and our employees when it comes to making such a critical decision. It's been a pleasure having you on the program, and I'm sure we're going to have you back again soon. So wishing you and your family and wishing all of our listeners a wonderful holiday season. Thank you all for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE signing off.